This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 22nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Li Yingkang, a member of the Early Rain Covenant Church in China, gained his release on Sunday after 8 months in prison, returning to his hometown and reuniting with his wife and children. Chinese officials arrested Li along with over 160 other church members last December in a broad crackdown on churches not sanctioned by the state. Before his arrest last year, Li told the South China Morning Post, quote, "Persecution is a price worth paying for the Lord. We would rather live through it than to hide our faith. We hope more Chinese churches will speak up and stand with us." End quote. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." Sharing your faith or converting from Islam are both illegal in the Muslim country of Iran, where persecution against Christians is intensifying, reports Open Doors. However, the church is only growing there, so much so that Iran's government is admitting it. Back in May, Iran's intelligence minister, Mahmoud Alavi, told a group of Muslim leaders that the government was trying to combat mass conversions to Christianity. Alavi admitted, quote, "These converts are ordinary people whose jobs are selling sandwiches or similar things," end quote. This contradicts Iran's frequent rhetoric that Christian converts are Western agents set to undermine national security. Not only that, Alavi said whole families were coming to Christ and that it was happening frequently across the country. Why is Coca-Cola pushing the homosexual agenda? Bulldog István, deputy speaker for the political party of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, called for a boycott of Coca-Cola this month after the company released advertisements throughout the country's capital affirming sexual perversions. The ad campaign included suggestive pictures of homosexual couples and slogans like, quote, "Love is love," end quote, and, quote, "Zero sugar, zero prejudice," end quote. The ads coincided with a music festival in Budapest, Hungary that draws hundreds of thousands of people. A Citizen Go petition garnering over 40,000 signatures successfully brought the pictures down, although the slogans remain in the advertisements. Ephesians 5 verse 11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." The Christian family-owned Asher's Baking Company of Northern Ireland won their case before the UK Supreme Court last year after the business was taken to court for refusing to bake a cake in support of sexual perversions. Now, Gareth Lee, the homosexual who originally ordered the cake, is appealing the case to the European Court of Human Rights. The Christian Institute, which supported the Christian company, said this is an attack on freedom of expression that must be, quote, "robustly opposed," end quote. As we reported yesterday, Planned Parenthood was defunded by $60 million in U.S. federal funding this past week under new Trump administration rules for Title X monies. Also last week, the Ohio legislature passed a two-year $69 billion budget, including a $1.5 million annual cut from Planned Parenthood funding, while allocating $7.5 million for pregnancy resource centers. The U.S. federal deficit is expected to grow $800 billion more than previously expected over the next 10 years, according to a Congressional Budget Office report this week. This comes after two legislative packages passed this year, pushing the nation into levels of debt not seen since the end of World War II. The Yadkin County Board of Commissioners in North Carolina passed a resolution on Monday, becoming the nation's first sanctuary county for the unborn. This follows other government bodies voting to become places of safety for unborn babies like the cities of Wascom, Texas, Roswell, New Mexico, and Riverton, Utah. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Thursday, August 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.